Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf, share sponsor, Lui Nishbasar and Be'akav Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Rosh Hashanah Daf Koches. The Gemara throughout the Daf discusses if mitzvah is tzuches kavono or mitzvah ain't tzuches kavono. The Gemara brings the opinion of Rova that holds in the Mudaf and the Mudalif that mitzvah ain't tzuches kavono, and he equates someone who's being forced to eat matzah, that he's yoytze the mitzvah, and someone who's tekeah lashir. He's blowing a shofar for song. In both cases, he's not doing a mitzvah, and he is yoytze, according to Rava. On the other hand, we have the Mandarman that holds mitzvah is tzviches kavana. You must have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah. And as the Gemara concludes the sugya in the end of Amud Beis, beginning Amud Aleph, that Rav Zeira told his shamish, you have to have kavanot kali. And the Gemara concludes that you have to have kavanot shemeh or mashmi, you have to have kavanot in both. Meaning, it's another opinion that disagrees with Rava and mitzvah tzuches kavana. The big problem that the Magen Mishnah raises is that the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Shofar Halacha Da'at, he passes like a maskona versogya, and he says that if the world does not kavana of shemeya or mashmiya, they're not yaitze. Achi is kavan shemeya or mashmiya. Mashra mitzvahs need kavana. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Vav in Hilchos Chometz Matzah says, "Ochol matzah b'le kavana, he ate matzah that kavana, kegoin shantzu akum as goin forced him or released him, yotzei di chavoyse is yotzei, even though he had no kavana." So the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah says, "Mitzah is ain't tzuches kavana," and the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar says, "The mitzah tzuches kavana." That is the question of the Magen Mishnah, and there are several answers that were said in this Rambam. Magen Mishnah himself says that the Rambam holds that person doesn't do a maisa when he's doing Kiyas Shofar. He's only having listening, and therefore he needs kavana. Mashiach, when he's doing a maisa, he doesn't have to have kavana. Doesn't explain too much. But the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Yisroi continues this idea by bringing the Bais Yosef in Orechaim Simim Tov Kuv Peites. The Bais Yosef brings over there the Rabbi Yoina that says that when we hold the mitzvahs ain't tzuches kavana, that's only when a person is doing a maise. He's doing a maise mitzvah. He's doing the mitzvah. But when a person is not doing a maise, he's just talking, mitzvah shetluyo be'amiro bilvad, then you have to have kavana. Why? Because amiro, the way you define talking, is by having kavana. So a person has two ways how to implement a mitzvah, either to do something or to have the kavana of it. But if he doesn't have a maise and he's doing words without kavana, then everybody agrees that he's not yoytze the mitzvah. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that's the same thing with Kiyas Shofar. Kiyas Shofar is not considered to be doing something. It's only listening, at least the one who's listening to the Shofar. But according to Magen Mishnah, even the one who's blowing the Shofar, you're just listening to the Shofar. Listening means it's an act of not a maise, it's more of an act of talking. Talking needs kavana. And to explain this a little bit more, b'machshava is very understood. Because we have three worlds. There's a world of machshava, there's a world of dibur, there's a world of maise. In olam ha-maise, when you're doing things, you don't really have to have kavana. You need to just implement. Of course, kavana is a good thing to have. It adds to the maise. But the maise stands on its own. But once I don't have a maise at all, I'm going to the world which is above, the world of amira, the world of talking. There, what defines my talking is what I mean. Talking without understanding what I'm saying is not talking at all. So once I'm doing a mitzvah, which doesn't depend on the maise, but on a dibur, there you don't have any more the concept of mitzvah ein tzuches kavana. And this is what the Rambam means. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he's doing a maise achilo, you don't have to have kavana. But by us, in shofar is not a maise. Shofar is like talking. And this goes back to what we spoke earlier, that when a person blows shofar, he's expressing a deep yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the tkia, but it's the koil, the voice that comes out of him. It's an act of dibur. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.